The woman in charge of weapons on the set of Rust, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, is due to be sentenced today for her role in the death of the film's cinematographer. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in March. NPR's Mandelit Del Barco reports, and we should note that this story features the sound of gunfire, but it's not sound of the fatal shooting.
The film Armorer has been in custody since she was found guilty and now faces as much as 18 months in prison for the fatal accident on the set of the Western film Rust. During a scene rehearsal, actor Alec Baldwin pointed what was supposed to be an unloaded prop gun. It fired off, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. Since then, there have been questions over who is responsible for loading the gun with live ammunition. Last month, a New Mexico jury blamed Hannah Gutierrez Reed. In court, special prosecutor Jason Lewis argued she'd been sloppy, negligent, and reckless during the production.
She failed to do the essential safety functions of her job, and that these failures resulted in live ammunition being spread throughout this entire set.
Her attorney, Jason Bowles, argued that she was unfairly singled out for the accidental shooting.
What you're seeing in this courtroom today is trying to blame it all on Hannah, the 24-year-old, because why? Because she's an easy target. She's the least powerful person on that set.
Bowles says he'll appeal Gutierrez Reed's guilty decision, and to pay the legal costs, her father, Thel Reed, a longtime movie armorer, started a GoFundMe campaign, but it was shut down for violating rules against raising money to legally defend cases involving violent crimes. In July, Alec Baldwin will go on trial for his role in Hutchins' death. Prosecutors say they plan to use some of the evidence shown in court during Gutierrez Reed's trial, including footage from Baldwin firing a gun in character during the film's production.
One more. I forgot the recoil stuff. No, right away. Let's reload.
Here we go.
Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter and says he was not responsible for Hutchins' death. Prosecutors say, as one of the film's producers, he was. Mandelit Del Barco, NPR News.